Well, good morning, everyone.
早上好.
We took a brief hiatus from the book of Colossians, didn't we?
我们原来是在一直是在讲哥罗西书，但是我们因为复活节的缘故，所以就暂停了一阵子.
And we ended in Colossians chapter 2.
我们是停在哥罗西书的第二章.
And then we started our Easter series.
然后我们就开始了一系列关于复活节的讲道.
And we ended with a beautiful Resurrection Sunday.
我们上一个主日是一个复活节的主日.
And we were very blessed because we also celebrated our baptisms.
我们在上一个主日同样也举行了一个敬礼的一个仪式.
So I hope you're as excited as I am to pick back up in our Colossians series.
所以我想大家可能都 非常盼望能够回到我们原来所讲的哥罗西书里。
And so turn with me in your Bibles, if you could grab your Bible and turn it over to the book of Colossians chapter 3, which is where we'll pick up today.
我们一起翻到 哥罗西书的第三章, 我们今天开始讲第三章。
And as we get there, why don't we bow our heads and go to the Lord in prayer.
我们一起 低头来做一个祷告。
Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day of worship.
天父，我们感谢你，今天我们可以在这里一起敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you for the songs that were led by our chairman that brings us to want to give you all the glory and praise.
我们感谢你，我们的刚才所唱的一首诗歌里讲到，我们一起敬拜，我们把所有的赞美都归给你。
Lord, as your children, we do see that you are worthy of all of our praise.
作为神你的儿女，我们明白你是配得一切的荣耀。And
I thank you, Lord, even now, seeing the little children of our church learning how to worship our God.
我们刚才看到了我们的教会的年幼的那一代，他们在一起学习如何的敬拜。And
I pray for every one of those little children that were on the stage.
我为刚才站在 前面的所有的孩子们来祷告,
that you would lead them, each one of them, unto true and genuine salvation.
求主你亲自来带领他们，每一个人都得到真正的拯救。
And I pray for each one of us here that we are gathered together.
我也为我们在这里聚集的所有的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
Would we believe, Lord, that you have a word for us today?
我相信主耶稣，你今天有准备好了一个特殊的信息给我们。
May we listen for your words.
让我们来一起打开我们的耳朵，来聆听你的话语。
Soften our hearts, Lord.
来软化我们的心灵。
And use your words to help examine us this morning.
用你赐给我们的话语来让我们自己省察自己。
We thank you and we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
阿门。
Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4 is our text this morning.
我们今天早上要来查考的, 经节是第三章的1到4节。
So we'll read it together. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. I hope we'll translate it again.
Okay. 所以, 你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事。
Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
May God bless the reading of His Word.
求主来祝福他自己的话语。
You know what's beautiful about this text this morning?
你知道今天我们所读的这段经节为什么非常的及时吗？
Here we are a couple weeks after our Resurrection Sunday.
我们 在复活节之后，一两个礼拜之后，
Here we are a few weeks right after seeing brothers and sisters, or sisters, not brothers this time, being baptized And we celebrated that on Resurrection Sunday.
也就是一两个礼拜之前，我们看见有好几位姐妹啊，她们一起受洗。
And our dear Pastor James preached a sermon that really has the similar concept that we see right here in this text.
我们看到James 长老他给我们讲了一堂信息，这个信息的主题和我们今天所要看的经文是非常的联系的非常紧密。
Do you believe that this is not just fortuitous?
你是不是相信这不是一个偶然的事情？
Do you believe that this is not just by chance?
这不是一个偶然发生的。
That this would be God ordained?
这是神所命定的。
Do you believe that God may be trying to tell us as a church a message?
你是否相信神给我们整个教会准备好了这样的信息呢？
And when you come to church on Sunday, do you ever believe that God has a message for you?
你每次主日来到教会的时候，你是否相信，神是给我们准备好了一个信息呢？
I believe that God has been telling something to our church over and over again.
我相信主每次都确实是准备好了他专门准备好给我们的信息。
And specifically, that he's been giving us a message in the last few weeks to a possible a month, that there is something important that we need to know about being alive in Christ.
他在过去的几个礼拜甚至是一个月的时间里，他准备好给我们的信息是要告诉我们，我们在神里面是复活的。
And what it means for us,who call ourselves Christians, that we have been given a new life.
我们作为基督徒，我们在主里面是拥有一个复活的新的生命。
And I believe that for me, as I sat with this text,
当我在当我自己来研读这段经节的时候，
this text gave me so many questions that I needed to examine myself.
这几段经文给我带来很多让我思考的问题。
And so through this text this morning, I'd like to offer you three questions that I see in this text.
所以今天早上我想给大家提出三个有关这段经文的问题。
So that this text will cause us to examine our life.
所以这段经文会提醒我们，让我们自己来省察自己的生活。
So we'll jump right into it.
所以我们就来看这段经文。
The first question that I believe this text raises for us,
我所要提到的第一个问题是
is have I been raised to a new life in Christ?
第一个问题是我是否与基督一同复活进入新的生命呢？
Have I been raised to a new life in Christ?
我是否与基督一同拥有这个新的生命？
You see, this text has one fundamental premise.
我们大家可以看到在这段经文里有一个基本的观念。
One.
一个。
And this premise is this.
这个基本观念是这样的。
You are either raised with Christ to a new life, or you are not raised with Christ to a new life.
你要么是与基督一同复活拥有新的生命，或者是你没有与基督一同复活拥有这个生命。
It's really that simple.
这是非常简单的一个事情。
You are either raised with Christ to a new life, or you are not raised with Christ to a new life.
你要么就是与基督一同复活，要么你就没有与他一同复活。
When Jesus died on that cross,
当主耶稣基督钉死在十字架上的时候，
He was dead.
他已经死了。
There was no life in him.
在他的身体里已经没有生命了。
His spirit was no longer in that body.
他的灵已经不在那个身体里了。
No life was in that body.
他的身体里面已经没有生命的气息。
Every cell in that body was dead.
那个身体里面的每一个细胞都是死的。
That's why the soldiers had to bring him off the cross.
这是为什么那些罗马的兵丁会要把他的身体从十字架上取下来。
That's why people had to wrap his body in linen and lift his body and place his body in the tomb.
这是为什么那一些门徒要用亚麻布把他身体裹起来，然后放在一个坟墓里。
There was no life in that body.
他的身体里已经没有生命的气息。
Yet on the third day,
但是在第三天,
the Son of God's life came into that body.
神儿子的生命又回到了那个身体,
and he rose.
然后他就复活了,
and his life was wonderfully changed. He was dead.
And
his life came in.
但他现在他的生命又回到了身体当中,
and he rose to new life.
所以他就复活了, 有了一个新的生命。
Now this is what Paul is saying here in verse 1.
所以保罗在第一节里面是, 就是这样说的,
now if you are a Christian,
如果你是一个基督徒的话,
the Son of God's life has come into you.
神儿子的生命就进入到你的里面。
That's why he says, you have been raised with Christ.
这就是他为什么这样说, 他说, 你和基督一同复活。
Remember, we learned this earlier as we were studying in chapter 2 in Colossians.
大家是不是记得我们在哥罗西书的第二章里面看到这些?
That by our very nature, we were dead.
我们自己按照自己的本性，我们是死的。
We were dead to God.
我们对于神来说是死的。
We were dead without the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵,
we were not capable of even following God.
我们也没有这一个本领, 这个能力来跟随主。
And we had no desire to live for God.
我们心里也没有这个意愿来为神而活。
But the life of Christ came to you.
但是主耶稣, 基督的生命就进入到, 你们的里面。
This is a miracle of salvation.
所以这是神的拯救,
so the question you have to ask yourself this morning is, have I been raised with Christ or have I not been raised with Christ?
我是否和基督一起复活,
that's why I've always stressed to you in the teaching that baptism does not save you.
这是我为什么和大家一直强调, 就是受浸这个仪式并不能拯救你。
And I preach this so often that I hope you all understand this concept.
我经常提到这样的一个概念, 我想大家可能应该都明白这一点。
The biblical teaching that baptism does not save you.
在圣经里从来没有说过, 受浸的这个仪式可以让我们得救。
Baptism is a step of obedience.
受浸是我们, 顺服主的一个表现。
It shows what already occurred.
它可以让别人看见已经发生了一件事。
Our sister Shirley was not raised to new life on the day of her baptism.
我们的Shirley姐妹在她受浸的那一天, 并不是在那一天她与主一起复活。
That day she was showing everyone that she was already raised to new life with Christ. Amen?
所以那一天她只是告诉众人,
yes, so many people say, I am a Christian.
但是很多人都会这样说, 他们说我是一个基督徒,
I go to church.
我去教会,
I've been baptized.
我也受洗了,
I believe in God.
我也信神,
but those are just words.
但那些只是一些空洞的言语。
The scripture says that even the demons believe.
圣经里面说, 甚至鬼魔也信神。
And they shudder.
但是他们却是震惊。
The demons believe.
鬼魔也信神。
Of course some of you believe.
所以当然你们当中很多人也信神。
And you say, I'm a Christian.
你们会说我是基督徒。
I go to church.
我去教会。
I was baptized.
我也受洗过。
But the real question is,
但是真正的问题是,
do you have a new life in Christ?
真正的问题是你是否, 拥有
was I once dead?
我是不是以前是死的?
And the life of Christ came into my dead body?
但是基督的生命进入到我这个已死的身体。
And now I am alive in Him.
所以现在我就在主里面又活过来了。
Do you see why this is such a beautiful text right after our baptism?
所以大家有没有看到这段经文在我们刚进行
that's why I say I believe God has been giving us all a consistent message in these last few weeks.
所以这是我为什么会这样说，我说主，神赐给我们一个非常连贯的一系列信息。
I didn't choose to preach on this today. It's just my turn.
就是因为,
and we happen to be on chapter 3, 1 through 4.
我们正好要讲,
God wants to remind us that some of us have been raised to a new life.
所以神就想要借这个机会来提醒我们, 我们, 我们当中的有一群人已经 和主一起复活得到新的生命了。
And so we need to think and ask ourselves that question.
所以我们就需要来思考问自己一些问题。
Am I clear that I have been raised to a new life with Christ?
所以我是否已经与基督一同复活拥有这个新的生命?
Was I once dead and now I'm alive?
我是否从前是死的, 现在是活的?
For the scripture reminds us in Galatians chapter 2.
所以圣经在哥罗西书的第二章里这样说,
What does that tell us?
它是怎么提醒我们?
Do you remember?
大家还记得吗?
The Apostle Paul says,
使徒保罗这样说,
I have been crucified with Christ.
我和基督同钉十字架,
and I no longer live.
就现在活的不再是我,
but Christ lives in me.
是主在我的心中活着。
Do you remember that?
大家还记得那段经文吗?
Is that true for you today?
这段经文是不是可以适用于你呢?
That you can say, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
你可不可以说我今天活着不再是我，而是主在我里面活着。
So where are you today, brother?
所以今天你的状况是怎么样的呢?
Sister, how about you? Where are you with the Lord?
所以姐妹们，你和主的关系是如何的呢?
Are you living the way life, the way that you want to live life?
所以你生活的方式是你自己想过的一种方式吗?
Or is Christ living in you?
还是主耶稣在你心中，在你里面活着?
And I know that some of you,
我知道你们当中有一些人,
if you're really honest with yourself,
如果你对自己非常坦诚的话,
you would say,
你可能会这样说,
I'm not doing very well with God today.
今天我和神的关系其实并不是很好。
I come to church.
我每个主日都来到教会。
I do things right.
我做合神心意的事。
I help out at church faithfully.
我非常认真地在教会里面做各样的事工。
But you know, I'm not close with God.
但是我跟神之间并不是非常的亲密。
And if you're honest, you might say that today.
如果你对自己非常的坦白的话，你可能会这样说。
Because you know.
可能你知道。
We don't know.
但是我们并不知道。
But you know.
但是你自己明白。
And God knows.
神也明白。
God knows where you're at.
神知道他和你的关系是什么。
And God also knows your limitations.
神也知道你生命中的一些局限。
God knows that you're struggling right now.
神知道你是在经历一些的挣扎。
He knows you're not well with him.
他知道你和他的关系并不是非常的亲密。
But he wants you to be very well with him.
但他非常想和你拥有一个亲密的关系。
He wants to remind you this morning.
他想要提醒你。
That he loves you.
神是爱你的。
And he's very, very fond of you.
他非常的爱你。
And he wants you to let him live in you.
他想要让你 他想要在你的生命中做主导的地位。So
think about where you are today.
所以认真地思考一下你今天生命的状况是如何的。
Are you living your life the way you want to?
你过日子的方式是只是按照自己的意愿来过吗?
Or are you allowing Christ to live in you?
还是说让主在你里面活着。
And you see, that's where our text for us is going today.
所以这是我们这段经文今天所讲的。Verse
2 says,
在第二节里面这样说,
Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth.
第二节说, 你们要思念上面的事, 不要思念地上的事。
So our second question is this,
所以我们的第二个问题是这样的。
Have I a mind set on things above or unearthly things?
第二个问题是, 我是思念天上的事还是地上的事呢?
You have to answer this question for yourself.
你必须, 为自己来回答这个问题。
Is my mind set on things above, or is my mind set on things on the earth?
我的头脑是整天思考天上的事还是, 地上的事呢?
Because if your answer to the first question is yes, I've been raised with Christ,
所以如果对于第一个问题你的回答是肯定的, 也就是说你和主一同复活了的话,
I know that I was dead.
我知道我从前是死的,
and now I'm alive.
我现在活了,
I know what happened.
我知道,
I used to not care about anything about the things of God.
我从来以前是不关心神的事的,
I used to have zero desire to pursue God.
我以前对, 寻求神是一点都不在乎的,
I did not have Christ.
我也并不拥有主耶稣,
but the Son of God, His life came into this dead body.
但是神儿子的生命进入到我这个死的,
and I say, yes, I know that He has raised me to a new life in Him.
然后我的回答是肯定的,
then in verse 1, for you, it says, if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above.
所以在第一节里面说,你们若真的与基督一同复活, 就当求在上面的事。
True conversion,
所以如果真正得救的话,
true and genuine faith,
如果你有真正的信仰,
will always result in a transformed life.
它会使你带来一个被完全改变的生命。
It always creates a radical change.
它肯定会带来一个180度的大转弯。
Which produces for you, who is a new life, a separation from the world.
所以在你的生命里, 你就会有这样的一个意愿, 说要去和, 世上, 和这个世界, 要分开。
Then Christian, you know that your old life has died.
所以大家都知道你的老的生命已经死了。
It's dead.
已经死了。
Romans 6 says,
罗马书的第六章这样说,
how can we who died to sin live in it anymore?
罗马书第六章这样说, 他说在罪上死了的人, 岂可仍然在罪中活着呢?
You see?
你看到了吗?
That's why if you're alive this morning, you say, yes, I know what you're talking about.
所以如果你已经在主里有新的生命, 你就知道我在说什么。
I am alive.
我是活着的。
I need to set my heart on things above.
我要来思念天上的事,
not on earthly things.
而不是思念地上的事。
And that's why if you don't have new life this morning,
所以如果你还没有得到这个新的生命的话,
some of you are asleep.
所以你们就会打瞌睡。
You want to know who's alive? Look around to the ones who's sleeping right now.
所以如果想知道谁是活的, 那么去看看他有没有打瞌睡。
Because those who we know we are alive, our life has been what? Transformed.
所以那些拥有新的生命的人, 他们的生命已经被得到改变了。
I want to come to church.
我想要去教会。
Not because there's Chinese people here.
不是因为这儿有很多中国人聚集。
I want to come to church to worship God.
我想要来到教会是因为我要敬拜神。
I want to come to church to grow.
我来到教会是要在属灵里成长。
This is my family.
这是我一个大家庭。
These are my brothers and sisters.
这是我在基督里的弟兄姐妹。
That's why I come.
所以我才愿意来到教会。
But you know, some people just come for the free food.
但有些人就是想来吃饭。
But a new life is transformed.
但是一个新的生命是一个被改变的生命。
So if you're transformed,
所以如果你被改变了的话,
the scripture is saying,
圣经里这样说,
be careful what you set your mind to.
他说你要非常注意, 你要思念什么样的事情。
And that makes sense, doesn't it?
这是非常有道理的，对不对?
Because what we set our minds to affects how we live.
所以我们思念什么事情, 我们就会, 如何的生活。
And the idea here in the Greek, set your minds to this,
所以在这里的, 这个词说, 思念什么事情,
is not just what you think about.
所以在希腊文里面说, 思念, 思念什么, 并不是说你只是在想什么。
The idea is,
这个观念是,
a whole complete reorientation of your life.
实际上是代表了一个 你的生活你的生命的一个方向。
Letting your mind on things above means I used to go this way.
所以思念天上的事意思就是说我原来是向这个方向走。
But now I'm going this way.
但现在我会往另外一个方向去。
I used to think about these things, not you, but this thing here.
我原来会想某一些事情。
And now I'm thinking about these things.
但是我现在把注意力放在另外的一些事情。
I used to enjoy and do and make decisions this way.
我原来是做决定的时候是用某一些方式。
Sorry, my hand's like in your face. Right, but now I'm enjoying and making decisions to go this way.
但是我现在做决定的方式完全的有了一个改变。
And this morning, what I wanted to do was to get very practical with you.
所以今天早上我会给大家提出一些非常实际的建议。
Because people said we need to hear some practical things.
因为大家都这样的跟我讲说，我们想要有一些实际的一些建议。
I believe that there are two very practical implications that I'll bring up this morning.
所以今天早上我会提到两件非常实际的应用。
Of what it means to set your minds on things above.
会告诉我们说这个思念天上的事到底是什么意思。
And how when you set your mind on things above, it will completely reorient the way you look at something.
所以如果你思念天上的事的话，会改变我们对很多事情的看法。
Okay, the first very practical implication is this.
所以第一个非常实际的应用是
Setting your mind on things above will reorient your view of money.
所以第一件事情是思念天上的事会改变我们对钱财的看法。
Oh, Pastor Alex, why did you have to go there?
你可能会说Alex, 你为什么要提这样的一个问题呢？
See, you have to bring up money.
你为什么要把金钱这件事情
How I view money.
我对金钱的看法。
Why?
为什么要谈这些事呢？
Because Jesus often talked about the tension between faith and money.
因为耶稣经常会提到金钱和我们信仰之间的一些关系。
And if Jesus talked about it,
如果耶稣他来经常来讲这件事情，
then I'm going to talk about it.
那我也可以这样讲。
So let's look at what Jesus says in Luke chapter 12, verse 13 to 21.
所以我们一起来看耶稣在路加福音的第十二章。
You see, one day Jesus was teaching.
所以我们看到有一天耶稣在做教导，十二章第十三节。
And someone in the crowd shouts out and asks Jesus a question. Jesus, I have a question for you.
所以下面的听众当中有一个人对耶稣说，我有一个问题。
There was a dispute in his family.
所以在他家里面发生了一个纷争。
And there was an inheritance.
他们有一笔遗产要继承。
And sadly, as many of us know, when there's an inheritance, there's going to be trouble in the family.
所以大家都知道，如果遇到这个遗产继承的事情，在家庭当中就会有纷争。
And they had a dispute of how to divide the inheritance.
所以如何来分这笔财产，他们产生了争执。
They didn't have a good will or a living trust.
所以他们没有可能没有一个非常详尽的遗产一个遗嘱。
So this man interrupts Jesus' teaching.
所以这个人就打断了耶稣的教导。
Teacher, tell my brother how to divide the inheritance.
他说：“夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。”
And we always want Jesus in the middle of these things, don't we?
所以我们遇到这些困难的事情的时候，我们就想要寻求耶稣的。
We want Jesus to stand up for our rights.
我们想要从耶稣那里寻求支持。
Jesus, you tell him, I have a right to this money.
所以耶稣，请你告诉这位这个人因为这笔钱是属于我的。
Jesus, you're going to stand up for me, right?
所以耶稣你是支持我的，对不对？
And look what Jesus says to him.
所以我们来看耶稣如何回答他。
What does he say?
他是怎么说的？
He says, Man, who made me a judge or arbiter between you?
耶稣说，你这个人，谁立我做你们断事的官？
Jesus says, I don't want to have anything to do with that.
所以耶稣说，我不想加入你们的争执当中。
You know what's interesting about that?
你觉得这是不是很有意思？
Sometimes Jesus doesn't want to intervene in certain things.
你看到耶稣在有些事上，耶稣并不想来替我们裁判。
You know what we would do?
你知道我们会怎么做呢?
We would probably think the church should set up a ministry to help people with their inheritances.
你可能会觉得说我们教会应该
We could start a ministry around that.
我们可以, 来做一个事工。
But you know what Jesus says?
但是你看耶稣他是怎么说的?
He doesn't want to be a part of that.
他并不想加入这件事情当中。
Jesus says, I don't want to do have anything to do with that.
他说,谁立我做你们断事的官?
That's not why I came into the world.
耶稣说,我来到世上的目的并不是这个。
If that's your focus,
如果你全心都注意在那件事上,
you're not on the same page as me.
那你跟耶稣就不在一个, 并不在一个波段上。
And in verse 15, Jesus says what?
第15节里耶稣说,
Take care and be on guard against all covetousness.
你们要谨慎自守, 免去一切的贪心。
For one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
And then he told them a story.
然后他就, 和众人讲了个故事。
Because Jesus is good with stories.
因为耶稣非常, 善于讲故事。
A certain rich man had a huge bumper harvest one year.
所以他说有一个财主, 他的田产丰盛。
And he thought, I'm going to tear down my smaller barns and build bigger ones.
所以他说我要把我的那个仓库, 原来的小仓库拆了, 来建一个大的。
So I could fill all of my grain and all of my stuff, all of my things I'm going to buy.
所以我要在那里收藏我一切的粮食还有财物。
Today we might not use that analogy because none of us are farmers.
可能我们今天不太习惯这个比喻, 因为我们不是, 农夫。
Except Brother Freeman.
可能除了, Freeman 弟兄, 我们都不是农夫。
In his backyard.
在他的后院里种菜。
But today we might say what?
但今天我们会怎么说呢?
Look at my investments.
你看我的投资。
Look at my retirement account.
你来看我的, 退休基金。
Look at my what? 401k.
你来看我的这个401k.
This man is a man who is living the dream.
所以这个人他是, 在打算过一个梦想的生活。
He's worked really hard.
他工作非常的辛劳。
He saved up really well.
他存了很多钱。
He planned out his whole life.
他对将来做好了打算。
Sounds like many of us, doesn't it?
所以听起来和我们当中每个人都很像。
He's mapped out what he's going to do in his life.
他对将来的事情做了仔细的盘算。
He has places he wants to go visit.
他准备去这里或者那里。
He has things that he wanted to buy.
他要买这样东西或者那样东西。
He wanted to, the scripture says, take life easy.
所以他想要过一个非常舒适的生活。
I want to eat something good.
他想要吃好的。
I want to drink.
他想要喝好的。
And I want to be happy.
想要过一个, 幸福的生活。
But he had one problem.
但他有一样问题。
He had one problem.
他有一个问题。
He did not set his mind on things above.
他没有去思念天上的事。
And one night,
所以有一个晚上,
God said to him,
神对他说,
You're a fool.
他说你是一个无知的人。
You're a fool.
你是一个无知的人。
How many of us ever imagine when we see God, what would he say to us?
我们当中有没有, 大家有没有想过, 如果有一天你和神面对面的时候, 他会对你如何, 他会对你怎么说?
The Apostle Paul says he hoped God would say to him,
所以保罗曾经, 这样说, 当他和神见面的时候,
God would say, Well done, good and faithful servant.
他说, 好, 你是忠心良善的仆人。
And that doesn't connect with me very well.
我并不能体会这样一句话。
I mean, I do hope God says that too.
当然我希望神这样对我说。
But I hope God says to me,
但是我希望神这样对我说。
I hope he says, Son,
他说孩子,
I'm so proud of you.
我真的为你感到自豪。
You lived out passionately what I wanted you to live out.
说我让你, 我给你的命令, 你在生活中都做到了。
And you did what I called you to do.
我所呼召你做的事你也做了。
And I hope that when I see God,
所以当我见到神的时候,
I hope he says to me,
我希望他对我说,
I'm so proud of you, Alex.
我真的是为你感到自豪。
Could you imagine if you saw God?
所以你能想到当你见到神的那一天
？And he said to you,
他对你说
，You are a fool.
他说你是一个无知的人。
You are a fool.
无知的人。
The height of foolishness is.
所以所谓无知的顶点是什么呢
？Look at 21.
所以我们再看第二十一节。
The one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
所以无知的顶点就是顶峰，就是说凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的。
Are you rich to yourself, but you are not rich to God?
所以你是不是只是在自己面前很富足？但是在神面前很贫穷。
Are you storing up treasures for yourself on this earth, and you are not storing up treasures for yourself in heaven?
你是不是只是在地上为自己积财，但没有在天上为自己积财宝呢
？This is not to say that money is evil.
我们并不是说钱是罪恶的。
Scripture doesn't say that money is evil, does it?
圣经里有没有说钱财是？
No, it says that the love of money is a root of all evils.
圣经里是说贪财是万恶之根。
It says, flee or run away from those things.
他说我们要逃离那些诱惑。
Run away from loving and craving after money.
我们要从那些贪财的诱惑当中。
And in that scripture it says,Pursue or go after the things of God.
So we 要离开那些诱惑，我们要追求那些属神的。
Are you today craving or loving money?
So 你今天是不是非常的贪财呢
？Chances are then your mind is set on earthly things.
那很可能你的你整天所思念的都是属世的事情。
And yet, if you have been raised with Christ.
可是如果你和主一同复活了的话
Then you need to tell the Lord today, help me God, I need to set my mind on things above.
那你就要与神祷告求主来帮助你让你来思念属天。
Ask the Lord how to help you.
来问主寻求主的帮助。
Ask the Lord to change your view and love of money.
求主来帮助你改变这样一个贪财的这样的贪财的这个
How you can make money
当然你是可以赚钱
But how you can use your money the way God would want you to use your money
当你用钱的方式是要顺服神的
Because in the book of Luke you know what Jesus says right after that right after he says that whole thing about you fool and all that
所以当我们在路加福音看见主说你是一个无知的人那接下来他说了什么
Jesus says, don't worry about those things.
他说你不要为那些事情来担心。
Don't worry about money.
不要担心钱财。
Don't worry about your job.
也不要担心你的工作。
Don't worry about your future.
也不要担心将来。
Your finances.
你的投资。
I know that you need those things.
我知道你是需要那些
I know you need money.
我知道你需要钱。
I know that you need provisions.
我知道你需要生活的饮食。
But don't worry about those things.
但是不要为此来担心。
What did Jesus say?
耶稣是怎么说的
？He says, "Our heavenly Father cares for the birds of the heavens and the flowers of the field."
他说，神是养活天中的天上的飞鸟，还有地上的野花。
How much more?Does he care for you who is precious in his sight?
所以所以你们这些被神所爱的人，神难道并神难道不会更加为你们提供吗
？So then he says what?
所以他是怎么说的呢
？He says, "Seek first the kingdom of God."
所以他说你们只要求他神的国
，and all these things will be added unto you.
那么这些东西就都加给你们了。
Don't worry.
不要担忧。
Setting your mind on things above will change your view of money.
所以我们如果思念天上的事，就会改变我们对金钱的看法。
The second application that I want to bring up today,
我们来看的第二个应用是什么
？Is that setting your mind on things above will reorient your purpose in everything that you do.
所以我们思念天上的事情会改变我们行事的目的。
It will change everything that you do.
会改变我们所有的一切的形式目的。
Look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8.
我们一起来看以弗所书的第五章第八节。
This is a precious reminder, especially those of us who were at VBS prayer last night.
所以对于我们昨天晚上参加 VBS 的祷告会的人，我们大家都是非常熟悉的。
Ephesians 5, chapter 8 says, well,
第五章第八节这样说。
Oh, I'm in Galatians. For at one time you were darkness.
从前你们是暗昧的。
But now you are light in the Lord.
但如今在主里面是光明的。
Walk as children of light.
所以行事为人就当像光明的子女。
You once lived in darkness.
所以你们以前是生活在黑暗当中的。
And yet you are now raised with Christ.
但是现在你们与主一同复活了。
You are now light in the Lord.
所以你们在主里面是光明。
Now live with the purpose of light in your life.
所以行事为人就当像光明的子女。
Setting our minds on things above will reorient the direction of our life.
所以思念天上的事会让我们整个生命的目的发生变化。
The gospel in our life means that God has given us a higher purpose
神给了我们一个更高的目的
than everyone else in the darkness.
这是那些在黑暗里生活的人所没有的。
See, people who do not have God, not you, son, but you know, I'm kind of using this side for darkness. People who don't have God,
所以如果你 所以如果你没有神的话
people who don't have God, they live for a purpose.
所以如果没有神的人他们生命也有一个目的
Right? The people of this world they have a purpose in life
所以属世的人他们也有一个生命的目的
And they do whatever they want to do
他们就是随心所欲
But if you as someone who is raised with Christ set your mind on things above
如果你与主一同复活然后思想属天的事
You must know that God has given you a new purpose
你应当知道神给了你一个新的生命的意义
A new reason for the things that you do
所以你做所有的事情都有新的一个意义
It's a higher purpose
是一个更高的一个目的
It means that if you are a parent today
所以如果你是做父母的
You have to ask yourself
那你就要问自己
What is my purpose that God has given to me in parenting?
所以当我在管教孩子的时候神是如何吩咐我的
What is the goal?
目的是什么呢
Is it so that my child will have a good future?
是不是让我的孩子有一个好的将来
Is it solely for my child to get the highest of academics?
是不是让我的孩子在学业上成功
So they could have a good resume to get into a good college?
是否让他们有一个好的简历可以进入到一个好大学里面
So that they will have a good job?
然后有一个好工作
and make good money
能够赚很多钱
and find a good beautiful Chinese wife
能不能找到一个中国女孩为妻子
is that the goal that God has given to you to raise your children
所以你带孩子的目标是这样的吗
what is the purpose that God has given to you as a parent
所以神是如何在教养孩子上面来吩咐你。
For is it for them to have all the world you want your child? I come to America to let my child have everything.
你会不会这样说？你说我来到北美就是为了让我的孩子拥有一切呢
？But you know what the scripture says?
但是在圣经里是这样说的。
What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his soul?
圣经里这样说如果有一个人他赚得了全世界却丧失了生命
Is your parenting to help your child gain the world?
所以你教养孩子是不是教育是不是使他们能够得到全世界呢
Or is your parenting to help your child gain Jesus Christ?
还是你教养孩子带领他们来得到耶稣呢
Does the gospel reorient the way that you think about your parenting?
所以福音会不会使你带孩子的方式发生一个大转变
How many of us desire for our children to grow spiritually?
所以你们是不是希望自己的孩子能够在属灵上成熟
You may yell at them about their report card. Ah, y'all, A minus, 气死人了.
So you might say to your,
I know some parents who do that.
我知道有一些父母会这样做.
But when you see your child struggling spiritually, when you see your child not loving the Lord, what words do you give them to help them to love God more?
你该用什么样的话语来鼓励他们来更爱主呢?
When they think about their faith,
当他们在, 他们的这个, 他们的信仰上,
would they say,
他们会怎么说?
My mom,
我的母亲,
my dad,
我的父亲,
always led me to how to love God more.
他们, 就会, 非常忠实地来带领我, 来让我的属灵能够有的成长.
That doesn't mean not to study well, right, guys?
所以这并不是说你的学习可以不努力.
But how are you parenting them to bring God into their life?
所以你如何在带领孩子上, 能够使他们和神的关系有成长.
It also means if you are a worker,
如果你是一个在职场里面工作的人,
how do I view what I do Monday through Friday as something that God has called me to do?
所以在你的工作上面, 你可能应该思考就是说神是如何带领我, 来工作.
In the people that I work with,
所以我如果和一群人在, 一起上班,
do they see God's love and mercy and compassion in my life?
所以他们能不能看见, 神的慈爱还有怜悯, 从我的生命中看到神的慈爱。
Do they see that I work so hard because I love God and He has reoriented the purpose of my life?
他们能不能看出来说我勤奋工作的原因是因为我有神呢?
When you go to work tomorrow,
所以当你明天去上班的时候,
or when you go to school tomorrow,
或者你明天去上学,
do you think, God, how can you use me to be a blessing to others?
你是不是可以, 是不是会想到说, 神是如何使用你来影响你周围的人?
God, how can I bless my boss?
神啊, 我如何能够来祝福我的上司?
Even though my boss is so mean to me,
即使他是一个非常, 非常, 非常不好的上司,
even though my job sometimes seems so boring,
即使我的工作非常的枯燥,
or it's so meaningless,
看起来毫无意义,
how can I be your blessing in that place?
我如何, 在那个公司里, 在我的这个公司里成为你的祝福?
How else does setting our minds on things above reorient us?
所以我们如果思考, 天上的事情, 会如何使我们的生命的目的来改变?
It also means as a brother or sister in Christ,
作为, 属于神的弟兄和姐妹,
when you come to church,
当你来到教会的时候,
and you say, this is my spiritual family,
你说这是我属灵的大家庭,
do you come to love other people?
所以你来到这个大家庭里, 是不是来爱别人呢?
Do you come to meet the need of a brother or sister?
你是不是来, 来关心, 其他人的需要?
Or when I think about coming here, I think about coming and letting people serve me.
或者, 你可能是说, 你来到教会里面的时候, 是要让别人来服侍你。
Someone will do that.
有别人来服侍我。
I don't need to clean that.
我不需要去扫那个厕所。
Other people will clean that for me.
别人会来帮助打扫卫生。
I don't need to do that ministry.
我不需要去从事那样的事工。
Other people are doing that.
别人已经这样做了。
I don't need to do help decorate for VBS.
我也不需要去为VBS做准备。
Because I want to play basketball.
因为我想要只是去想要打篮球。
What do you come here for?
所以你来教会的目的是什么?
Do you see this as your family that you love?
你是不是把这个教会当成是一个你所爱的家庭?
You see, if you set your mind on things above,
所以如果你思念天上的事,
it will reorient the way the purpose of why you do things.
所以你做事的目的就会发生改变。
Some people at this church are in a financial need.
就很多来到教会的人，他们有 经济上面的需要。
They are going through a hard time in their life.
他们可能生活中遇到了很多困难。
And yet some of us in this room, God has blessed financially.
同样的，在我们当中有很多人，神非常 从经济上祝福他们。
How are you using God's blessing to help those in need?
你如何用神对你的祝福来帮助那些 真正有需要的人？
What if this church has a financial need?
如果说这个教会有经济上面的需要，
And we are having a hard time doing what God has called us to do.
然后我们因为这样的原因，所以我们不能够完成神给我们的使命。
What if that was the case?
如果是这样的话，
Do you see your fortune that God has blessed you with as a way to bless others?
你是否把神对你 在金钱上的祝福能够看成是一个祝福别人的方式呢？
How are you investing everything in your life for the kingdom of God?
你是如何 把你的生活看成是一个为 天国的投资呢？
Because someone who has been raised with Christ,
因为 你基督一起复活了。
Someone who has been raised with Christ will say, I can't believe that you did that.
所以他可能他如果一个人真的是和 主耶稣一同复活了，他会说， 我真的是
我不相信你会这样做。 I was dead.
我以前是死的。
I don't deserve your love.
我并不配得你的爱。
Who was I?
我以前是谁呢？
But your life came into me.
但是你的生命进入到我里面。
And every blessing I have today is because of you.
所以我今天所得到的一切祝福都是因为你来的。
So everything that I have, God is yours.
所以我所拥有的一切都是属于主的。
How can I use what I have to invest in your kingdom, God?
所以我如何用我使用我所拥有的 来为天国来做一个投资呢？
How are you investing in God's kingdom?
所以你是如何为天国来做投资的呢？
Or are you investing for yourself?
还是你只是为你自己个人来做投资呢？
A wise man once said,
所以有一个 有智慧的人从前这样说，
In this world,
他说在这个世界里，
There are three things that are eternal.
他说只有三样事情是 有 永远的价值。
Only three.
他说只有三样。
God,
神,
His Word,
神的话语,
and people's souls.
还有人的灵魂。
God,
神,
His Word,
神的话语,
and people's souls.
还有人的, 灵魂。
Everything else will be gone.
说其他所有的都没有永恒的价值。
What are you investing in today, brothers and sisters?
所以你的生命是投资在哪里呢？
Are you investing in things of the earth?
所以你只是关心那些不长久的事物吗？
Are you investing in the things that are temporary?
你是不是只关心那些并不长久的事情？
Or are you investing in things that are eternal?
还是你投资在那些有永恒价值的东西？
You see, setting our minds on things that are above will give us the purpose, will change the purpose so that we will invest in things that are eternal.
所以思念，如果我们思念天上的事，就会改变 我们行事为人的目的，我们就会 为那些有永恒价值的东西来做。
So we all need to answer that question for number two.
所以我们都需要来回答这第二个问题。
Have I a mind set on things above, or is my mind set on things of earth?
我是思念天上的事还是地上的事？
And the third and the last question that we'll look at from this text,
我们来看的第三个问题是，
The third and final question is this.
这个问题是这样的，
Have I an eternal perspective?
我们是不是有一个用永恒的角度来衡量来考虑问题？
Have I an eternal perspective?
我是不是有一个永恒的眼光？
Look at verse 4.
我们来看第四节。
When Christ, who is your life, appears.
所以第四节这样说， 基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，
Then you also will appear with him in glory.
你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
I just need to remind you, brothers and sisters.
我想提醒大家一下。
I know that God has called me to remind you.
我知道神啊，他是让我来提醒你们。
Your life is short.
你们的生命是短暂的。
And Jesus is coming again.
耶稣会再来。
I don't care if you think you're. How old are you, little people there? 12?
可能你们只有十二岁。
16, you're 16, you're old man.
16 岁你已经太老了。
When I was in high school,
当我还在上高中的时候，
I was at this church.
我去了一个教会。
This church.
我来到我们现在的教会。
We were at another location south on Baker 4th Street.
我们在以前的教我们的教会以前是在第四街。
And I was a junior, was that Gao San or something?
我那时候是上十一年级。
A junior in high school.
高中三年级。
I really loved Jesus at that time.
我那时候非常的爱主。
Some people saw a big change in my life.
所以有些人就看到我生命有很大的转变。
But some people didn't believe it.
但是他们不相信。
I remember someone had said to me, I don't think Alex should lead Bible study yet.
所以他们有人就会说，他们觉得说，Alex 可能不应该立刻来带主日学。
He's very immature.
因为他非常的不成熟。
And he might not be a real Christian.
他可能并不是真正的基督徒。
But I said no, please let me. I really am. I really really know Jesus.
所以 Alex 就说，我真的是一个基督徒，我真的是。
Let me try to lead Bible study.
所以让我来带这个让我来带这个查经。
I just love God's word.
因为我非常喜欢神的话。
And I wanted to share it with people.
所以我很想与人分享。
So I was leading a little Bible study.
所以我就在带一个非常小的查经班。
On Saturday night.
星期六晚上。
One week, another younger girl, I think she was a freshman, she brought her three friends to church.
所以有一天晚上，有一个高一的女生带了她的三个朋友来这个查经班。
And they were all not Christian.
他们都不是基督徒。
And two of the girls were in my small group that night.
所以其中有两个女孩在我们的这个查经班里。
And I was following my notes to lead the Bible study.
所以我就在看我用来带查经的我自己写的那些 notes.
Question number three.
我就说我们来看第三个问题。然后就把第三个问题读出来。
And one of the girls said,
所以其中有个女孩说,
why should I believe in Jesus?
她说为什么我要相信耶稣呢?
And I said, no, I didn't ask that question.
我说对不起我没有问你那个问题。
And anybody who knows me, I look at time, I don't have time to talk about that tonight.
所以你如果认识你如果对我比较熟的话你知道我是非常注重时间的。
And I said, no, I want you to answer question three.
所以我就对他说我说请你回答第三个问题。
And then we finished our Bible study.
所以我们那天晚上就完成了我们的读经。
And then I said, see you guys next week, right?
所以我说你们下星期还会再来对不对
You guys gonna come back?
你们会再来吗
I was a good Bible study leader, right?
所以我带的还不错对不对
They said, yeah, we'll come back.
所以他们说是的，好的，我们。
I said, I'll see you next week.
所以我说那就下星期见。
And so I was preparing the study all week.
所以我就花了一个星期的时间来准备。
And we were in fellowship.
然后我们就在在跟大家一起相聚。
And we were singing.
我们在唱诗。
And I was looking around.
所以我就东张西望。
Where are those girls? Where are those girls?
所以那上个星期来的三个女孩到哪去了
？And then Her brother, one of the girl's brother, came in, like boom, came in the door.
所以其中有一个女孩，她的哥哥就进来。
And he said, Alex.
他说 Alex.
They got into a car accident because it's raining outside.
他说他们出了车祸，因为外面下雨。
And it's really bad.
这是非常严重的车祸。
And I said, Are you serious?
我说你开玩笑吗
？And he said, Yeah, they're all in the emergency room right now.
所以他说他们全都在。进了那个急救室。
She lost control.
所以开车的那个人他失控。
And they crashed.
所以他们就出了车祸。
All young girls.
车里坐的都是年轻女孩。
So a few of us, we joined this brother. We went straight to San Antonio Hospital.
所以我们就跟着这个男孩一起去到 San Antonio的医院。
And we went in.
我们进去,
and the doctor was coming out.
那个医生从里面出来,
he said three of the girls died.
他说三个女孩都死了。
The only girl who lived was the girl who was already at our church.
只有一个女孩幸存, 她是已经来我们教会的那一位。
They were aged between, I don't know, 14, 16.
她们大概只有16岁左右。
14, I think, was the youngest.
最年轻的大概14岁。
They all died.
她们都死了。
Trying to come to church.
就是在来教会的路上。
They wanted to come to church.
她们是想来教会的。
One of the girls asked me, why do I need to believe in Jesus?
其中有一个女孩在前一个星期这样问我, 为什么我要信主?
And I didn't tell her.
但是我没有直接回答她。
Life is short.
所以生命是非常短暂的。
We always say,
我们总是这样说,
See you next week.
下星期见。
See you next week.
下星期见。
What if there's no next week?
可是如果你等不到下星期呢?
What if three of our young people died and they couldn't come back next week?
如果我们当中有三个年轻人在下个星期之前就去世了。
Do you know that your life is short?
你是否明白你的生命是短暂的呢?
Have you let the gospel of God reorient the entire direction of your life?
你是否会让这福音来, 让你的生命有一个 180度的转变?
Are you investing for the things of God, or are you investing in the things of this earth?
你是不是把自己的时间和精力放在属天的事上, 还是放在属世?
If you're not a Christian here, this doesn't apply to you.
如果你还没有信主的话, 这些可能对你来说没有意义。
But if you have, verse 1 says, if you have been raised with Christ,
可是第一节圣经里面他这样说，他说如果你们和主一起复活，
From the dead to life，
从死到复活，
Set your minds on things above，
所以就当求在上面的事，
Look to things above，
我们要放眼在属天的事，
Let's pray，
我们一起来祷告。
Father, I thank you for reminding us this morning.
天父，我们感谢你来提醒我们。
How amazing it is that some of us here were once dead and now we are alive.
这是多么奇妙的一件事，我们当中有人从前是死的，但现在复活了。
We are enjoying a new life.
我们, 有一个新的生命,
we are enjoying a new family.
我们在这里有一个新的属灵的家庭。
We enjoy your new blessings every day.
我们有你给我们的每一天的祝福。
And yet, why then do we still run back to our old God, to our old idols, to our old way of life?
那么我们为什么每一天都会回到我们的老我, 我们的, 原来的神那里去呢?
I pray that today, Lord, you would ask us,
求主今天你问我们这样的一个问题,
Is our mind set on things above?
我们是不是思念天上的事?
Or are we investing on things of this earth?
还是我们把所有的都投资在属世的事?
Would you remind us, Lord, that life is short?
主感谢你提醒我们生命是短暂的。
We are here today and gone tomorrow.
我们, 只是今天在这里,
what are we doing, Lord, to invest our lives for the kingdom?
我们如何把自己的生命使用在主你的国度里?
So Lord, help us with these three questions today.
所以主求助你, 帮助我们回答这三个问题。
May we reflect on these all throughout the week.
我们在这个星期里来思考你给我们的问题。
So that we may be very well with you.
这样我们可以和你的关系有一个恢复。
We thank you.
我们感谢。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.